الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، dear brothers and sisters، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء الثاني. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this second session of the key, the course titled by Key to Knowledge or how to understand Islam. And نعم، and as we said yesterday that we are going to begin with the principles of Aqeedah and how to understand Aqeedah, how to understand the proper Aqeedah. And then how to stable that in the heart. The Aqeedah to understand the Aqeedah we need to know first of all what does the Aqeedah mean and what it contains or what is it about. Okay. Okay. As we said that our topic today, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be about the principles of aqidah. And we begin with the topic saying how to understand tawheed. How to understand tawheed. And I just want to emphasize one important thing before we begin our talks, inshallah, is that yani, to understand the religion of Islam properly, you need to learn Arabic. You need to understand the Arabic language properly, so that you can easily, inshallah ta'ala, understand. But it does not necessarily mean that once you learn Arabic and you speak Arabic and fluently, that means you are going to understand Islam 100%. No, but you still need to learn about the other fields of knowledge, the like of the principles of fiqh, the principles of aqidah, the principles of usul, the principles of tafsir, the principles of hadith. And from there you go gradually to know about what yani the whole Islam, and then you come to know Islam as a whole unit. But for those who are living far from the scholars and students of knowledge, and I mean students of knowledge who are capable to, and the true students of knowledge, who learned about knowledge from the scholars and sought to the scholars. But I don't advise you guys to go and sit to those who do not learn with the ulama, who did not sit to the ulama for a enough long period for them to understand Islam. Anyway, let us continue. And the word aqidah comes from the word aqada ya'qidu, and it is to tie. It is to tie. Naam, it is to tie a rope or a knot. It is to tie a knot. And to tie a knot in the meaning or in the aspect of belief, it means that you tie a knot on your heart upon one certain way of belief. This way of belief is called Tawheed. And Tawheed means to single out Allah Azza wa Jal. To single out Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning, to worship only one. That is the meaning of Tawheed. To worship only one. This one that you should worship must have or must deserve to be worshipped. Must deserve to be worshipped. And how come one judge this thing that to be worshipped, whether it deserves or not. Allah Azza wa Jal said as in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah 22, Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah is identifying himself to the people. Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you, mankind, worship your Lord. And notice now, he did not say worship Allah. He said worship your Lord. The one who created you, he said worship your Lord. And then he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, identified himself by, or described himself by some of his attributes and some of his blessings that he bestowed on the creation. Ya Allah ta'ala, yani this is one of the principles. You want to know? Who's your Lord? You want to know who's your Lord? What is the proof that Islam is the true religion? That Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true messenger? That Allah is the only one deserves to be worshipped? And everything else about Islam and about the Jannah and fire and etc. etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, as in this ayah, are you mankind, are you mankind? Worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. Who's he? This is the question. Who's he? Someone would ask you, how did you believe that Allah is your Lord? He, Allah Ta'ala, described himself in this ayah. He said, who created you and those who were before you. Who created you and those who were before you. Naam. So Allah Ta'ala described himself to you, O mankind, that he is the one who created you and the ones and those who were before you. Now you need, as a beginner, you need to know how to understand the Aqeedah. the people like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, who were very fluent Arabic speaker, and at the same time Bilal, who were Abyssinians, non-Arab, but he learned Arabic with, yani, because he was living in Mecca as a slave. And how Suhaib, who were Romanian from the Romans, and how Salman, who was Persian, how all these people understood it. Let me tell you something, and on how to understand the Aqidah, Ikhwan. I don't want to take you, yani, some people are so interesting in knowing, yani, or in studying big books and new books. No. Yet, many of them did not understand the Aqidah properly. Because we got to understand the Aqidah in order to know the proper religion. We have to understand it. I wish that you all were capable to understand Arabic, not the way that the Arabs understand it, because it's still very poor. Even the Arabs who are living amongst us today, they are still very poor in Arabic. They are still very poor in Arabic. But let us see how those people understood it. Now, Allah Ta'ala is saying in this ayah, O mankind, worship your Lord. What does this emphasize to you, brothers and sisters? When Allah Ta'ala says, worship your Lord. Lord, the word Lord here means the one who created you, the one who sustained you, the one who has the full control over you until this day, until the day of resurrection, until no end you are under His control. So how to understand Tawheed, meaning singling out Allah in worship? Look to this. Allah Ta'ala says, O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before who were before you. Now what is the need for mentioning those who were before you? It is because what people are worshipping of the false deities are things were inherited from the people before them. As for example, those who worship the cross, they are not the ones who innovated it, but they inherited it from those who were before them. So if you think that those who were before you, who you inherit the belief from them, if you think that they were right, then where are they? Where are they now? And who caused them death? And who caused you live? Who caused you live? And who caused them die? And also, if it is someone different from Allah who created those who were before you, why you took the same shape of those who were before you? Not only shape, But all function of man. So this is one entrance of aqeedah, of how to believe. And I'll come to you now to show you how the people, when Rasulullah Sallam was sent, how did they understand the aqeedah? Ya ikhwan, to understand the aqeedah, you do not need to learn big books. Yes, we need to have these big books of aqeedah. We need them, we need to read them, but it is not to know the proper aqeedah of our Lord. It is only to get protected from the influence of the deviants that comes from the deviants. That's it. It's a protection. But not to know. Not to know. It is only a protection. So we have to understand. It is exactly like food and medicine. It is like food and medicine. Now you don't take medicine to live. You take medicine to cure. But you take food to live. Now, this information we are presenting today is the food that feeds your heart to make you understand the aqeedah so you live. But those books, the like of al-Tahawiyyah, al-Wasitiyyah, these are the medicines. Either medicines as a protection, like the vaccinations, or it is a medication to remove the illness whenever the person is already having this type of doubts about Allah. He knows Allah, but he has doubts about Allah. Now we need to begin first of all with you from where you need to know Allah first. And that's why the ulama say, Ikhwan, look at this. When you open the Mus'haf, the Qur'an, from the first page where you see Surah Al-Fatiha, and you go on Surah Al-Baqarah, right? Until you come to the page number 4, where you find the first command in ayah number 21 of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the first command in the Quran. No command came before it. Whatsoever came before it was information. But this ayah is the first ayah that contains a command. And look to this command. It did not say, "O you believer," but it said, "O you mankind." It did not say, "Worship Allah," but it says, "Worship your Lord." It did not say, "Worship your Lord," that has the fire, but it says that the one who created you and those who were before you. So what does this mean to us? It means to us that we can easily know our Lord. It is very simple. And that's why I'll give you here two incidents. One happened to one companion before he became Muslim. And that is Jubair ibn Mut'im. Jubair ibn Mut'im is one of the Arabs. And he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he came with. And he found it interesting to go on and listen to what he says, because he came with something new.
to them. So Jubair ibn Mut'im decided to come to Rasulullah when he was in Mecca first and said to him and listen. The people warned him against that and they said he is a magician, he is this, he is that, he is a poetry, he is... But the man said to them, well, what's wrong with that? I know how magicians do and speak. And I know poems. I know poetry. Let me go and hear from him. So he came. Found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing, praying, Maghrib, reciting Surah At-Tur. Till he reached the ayah where it says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. He Allah Ta'ala said in that ayah, were they created from nothing? Were they found just like that from nothing? Out of sin? Now, anybody with a common sense cannot believe that. You cannot, if you are a wise person, you cannot believe that you were just found like that out of sin. Because if I tell you, brothers and sisters, this moment, and I tell every non-Muslim, on whatsoever religion he is, if I say to you all, that this computer I am using was only a box of chocolate last night, and in the morning out of sitting it became something like this, a computer that has keyboard and a screen and I got into the internet through it, would anybody believe that? No one. Believe me, no one, even the mud ones, would not believe that. And here, I remember a story happened to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was in Baghdad. Some of the Christians came to him to debate about Allah. The existence of Allah. And that is, not Christian, so some of the kuffar, they deny, some of the philosophers deny that there is a God. They deny. They say it's, and everything came out of sin. So they came to him and they said, Ya Abu Hanifa, we want to speak to you about something. He said immediately, sorry, today I'm too worried. My mind is not ready. They said, why? What for? He said, I'm too busy thinking of a problem existing. They said, what problem is it? He said, there is a ship, there is a big boat sailing from one coast, from one side of the river of Furat in Iraq, to the other side, loading and offloading without a sailor. They said, Abu Hanifa, how come that be? A boat sailing from one side of the river to the other side with crossing the big waves, and it knows the destination that it is going to without a sailor? This cannot be, Abu Hanifa. He said, Subhanallah, guys. You guys are saying that not only the boat, you are saying that the moon, the sun, the stars, the clouds, the rivers, human, everything is found without a founder. Then they looked to each other and they said, oh, guys, you are wrong. It is something with the common sense that makes you know your Lord. The Another story that I said that I'm going to give you, because the story of Abu Hanifa came in between just like that, with no plan, by the Qadr of Allah. The other story is the story of a shiver, a camel man, who takes his camels to the desert for eating from the desert trees and return them back. One day, when he was with his camels, he saw footsteps of camels and human. Or he saw footsteps of camels. And he saw some dungs of camels. He is very illiterate. He does not read. He does not write. He did not see any city people. He's just living with his camels in the desert. This man, with the common sense, came to know about his Lord. He looked to it and he said, "Well, the dung proves, well, the dung proves that there were camels crossed this area, and the footsteps prove that people crossed this area too." And then he said, "If a dung definitely proves that camels were here, and if the footsteps definitely prove that people crossed here, this place, then how come?" And this gave me an indication and a proof. Then he said, "Then how come this beautiful canopy, heavens, with all these beautiful stars on it, and this beautiful earth, and with all these rivers and seas on it, cannot prove Al-Alim Al-Khabir, the existence of Al-Alim Al-Khabir?" He said it in the Arabic, in a beautiful way. He said, "Al-Ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir, wal-atharu yadullu ala al-masir, وسماء ذات أبراج وأرض ذات فجاج لتدل على العليم الخبير." He said, "Definitely, if the dung can only prove that a camels cross this place, and the footsteps can only prove that human cross this place, then definitely this beautiful canopy, this beautiful earth, this beautiful world must prove that there is one great founder of it." Subhanallah. And now back to the ayat. Allah Ta'ala, in the first command, He is directing the speech to the human who might be very illiterate, simple people, maybe scholars, scientists, whatsoever. And he, Allah Ta'ala, said, O mankind, Worship your Lord, who created you, and those who were before you. And then what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become from amongst the pious ones. مُتَّقُونَ, here it is translated as pious, but مُتَّقُونَ can mean more than that. Muttaqun means that to be from those who protect themselves from the fire, from the punishment of Allah. from the anger of Allah, and it could be piety, because piety will provide you all these type of securities from the anger of Allah, from the punishment of Allah, none. And then Allah gave more description to Himself. He said, "Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha." He who has made the earth a resting place for you. And the word firash in Arabic, firash, means the mattress or the thing that you lay down to rest. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءَ, and the sky as a canopy, as a ceiling. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءَ, and He sent down water, rain from the sky on you. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and brought forth therewith fruits as provision for you. And then He, Allah Ta'ala, said, and a very nice statement that He directed to His slaves. The master is speaking to the slaves who are wrong in this nice way. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then do not set up rivals unto Allah in worship while you know the truth that He is alone, has the right to be worshipped. And He is the one, He is alone, who has made them seven heavens, and He is the all-knower of everything. Now, did you know now how to understand the Aqeedah? Basically, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, as Allah Ta'ala said in many verses in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Ta'ala said, I'm giving you from the Quran, only from the Quran, if you just think of it, if you just think of these ayat, as Allah commanded you, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا, aren't they, don't they think about the Quran when they recite it, about the meanings of it? Oh, there are locks on the hearts and sealed, and the hearts are sealed. And look to the beautiful proofs that Allah Ta'ala is giving, as in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Look to that. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين. على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى. فلولا تذكرون. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون, أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟ Look at this beautiful speech from Allah Ta'ala. And by this, you will understand the aqeedah and you will establish it and have it firm in your heart. It is not something that you cannot know except through yani long process. La, it is very simple. Allah Ta'ala said, أَفْرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Then tell me about the human semen that you emit. Is it you who created it? Or we, the ones who creating it? And then Allah Ta'ala said, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَى فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ We have decreed it. We have decreed death to you all. And we are not outstripped. And we are not outstripped to do what? To replace you and bring you in a different state and form that you don't know. That you don't know. While you knew While you already knew the first time you were created, meaning how you came out of semen, and then Allah Ta'ala said, then tell me about Then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. Are you the ones that make it grow? Are we the growth, the grower of it? لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون were it our will we could crumble it to dry pieces, and you would be regrateful. Saying what? Inna lamugramoon. We are indeed mugramoon, meaning ruined, or have lost the money without any profit. To the end of this ayat, the meaning of it, ikhwan, is it is very easy to know the tawheed, the aqeedah. It is very easy for anyone to know who is his Lord. It is easy for anyone to know who he should worship. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met a man who used to worship more than one God. He used to worship seven. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "How many gods do you worship?" He said, "Seven. Six on the earth and one in the heavens." He means by the one in the heavens, Allah. He said, "Okay. Who do you turn to when you need anything?" He said, "The one in the heavens." He said, "Then he you worship alone." So this is the basic principle of how to know about your Lord. This is the key to the knowledge about your Lord, about Allah. If you know this very well, if you understand it very well, then you can go and look for knowing the details of the aqeedah, the like of the definition of tawheed and the categories of tawheed with the deleels of it, etc., etc. But in order to have this iman stable on your heart, then you need to know the meanings of this ayat, which is not that difficult for you guys, even if you are beginners. However, this is from the very early classes and very basics that to be given in aqeedah. It was given to Bilal, who's from Ethiopia. It was given to Suhaib, who's from Rome. It was given to Salman, who's from Fars. It was given to Abu Bakr, Umar, etc., etc., all these people. And they understood it. Even the kuffar at that time, they understood it very well. But their desire stopped them from accepting. Inshallah ta'ala, we take a break for 10 minutes now, and then we come back for anyone who needs to get to any refreshment or refresh himself, inshallah ta'ala. So it is 11:12 now, 11:22, We're going to come back for a short while and then we end up the session, inshallah ta'ala. But before we end, I will ask, inshallah, some questions. And I need, please, from you to participate. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum for the break, inshallah. Bismillah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم. إن شاء الله تعالى. We are going to go through. Now we know how to understand the aqidah. If you want to understand the aqidah, as I said in the ayah of Surah Al-Tur, اللهم صل على رسول الله. جبير بن مطعم, when Jubair ibn Mut'im said, when he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the ayah of Surah Al-Tur, أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون, أم خلق السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. نعم, as in ayah, as in Surah Al-Tur, Surah number 52. In the ayah number 35, أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون أم عندهم خزائن ربك أم هم المسيطرون أم لهم سلم يستمعون فيه فليأتي مستمعهم بسلطان مبين أم لهم البنات ولكم البنون أم له البنات ولكم البنون أم تسألهم أجرا فهم من مغرم مثقلون أم عندهم الغيب فهم يكتبون أم يريدون كيدا فالذين كفروا هم المكيدون أم لهم إله غير الله سبحان الله عما يشركون. Look to this beautiful ayat and go back to the translation of the interpretation of it to know يعني something of it. But Jubair ibn Mut'im, when he hears the beginning of this ayat, أم خلقوا من غير شيء, were they created out of nothing, أم هم الخالقون, or they were the ones who created themselves. هنا في هذه اللحظات, في هذا المقام, جبير بن مطعم يقول, here in this time, جبير بن مطعم says, فكاد قلبي, فكان هذا أول ما وقر الإيمان في قلبي, وكاد قلبي أن يطير. He said, I felt that my heart is coming off my body, and it was the first time when Iman entered to my heart. سبحان الله. كيف وقر الإيمان في قلبي؟ How did Iman come to his heart? هل جاءته معجزة؟ هل قدم له شيء يعني يرى غير ما سمع؟ How did he يعني have this feeling? How did, because he understood the meaning of it, and he went back to his to himself and يعني he thought about it. أم خلقوا من غير شيء؟ Were they created out of nothing? It's impossible. As I told you, this computer, you will definitely, and no one on this earth will accept from me to say that it was only a wooden box last night, and in the morning it became such a tremendous, beautiful, useful machine that you see today. No one would accept that. So how come people accept that they are created out of nothing? Sorry, they are found out of nothing. are found out of nothing, meaning no finder for them, no one who created them. They say they just found by sitting. This is not possible. So, for you to understand the basics of this religion is yani, all what you need is to go back to this type of verses of the Quran so you understand it. It's not difficult, Yaquan. It's not somebody who's yani, having PhD who can understand it. No. No. And by Allah, I always, when Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, was alive, and I used to attend his classes, and sometimes attend in his private sittings in his house, and I hear him talking to everyone, the ones who are highly educated, and the illiterate ones, and the servant in the house, and the guard of his villa, he speaks to them in the same way, with the same proofs and evidences. Exactly like what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak to the people. He did not have a special level of speech for Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, and then for Bilal, who was a slave of Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he gave him special speech. La, it was all of them, they were the same with these ayat, with this type of ayat. From the like of the ayah of Surah Fussilat, ayah number 53 of Surah Fussilat, where Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكفي بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد ألا إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط. This ayat of Surah Fussilat shows us the importance of thinking of yourself and how you were created. Look at yourself. Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We will show them our proofs in the horizons. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ and in themselves, within themselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Up until it is clearly been given to them or shown to them that it is the truth. We will show them our signs in the horizon and in the whole universe. And in their own selves, until it becomes manifest to them that this, the Quran, is the truth. Is it not sufficient in regard to your Lord that He is a witness over all things? Over all things. And then he, Allah Ta'ala, said, as in the following ayah, the last ayah of the surah, ayah number 54, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط. Nay, but verily they are in a doubt of the of that they are going to stand before the Lord. Verily they are in a doubt concerning the meeting or standing before Allah, meeting with the Lord, meaning on the day of resurrection. On the day of resurrection. Verily, He it is who is surrounding all things, meaning Allah Ta'ala. Surrounding by His knowledge, by His power, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, by this type of information, we can understand the basics of our belief or aqeedah or creed. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to show more about how to understand the aqeedah. How to understand the aqeedah. Inshallah, in the next week's session, we're going to speak about, now we learn about how to know, how to understand the aqeedah as in the Quran, as from the Quran and the surroundings around you. Allah Ta'ala in many verses of the Quran says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Don't they look to the camels, how these animals were created? Don't they look to the heavens, how it was held above them, and how beautiful it is? Don't they look to the mountains, how it was created to stable the earth? And don't they look to the earth itself, how it was flattened for them to live, and it was stored with the gravity, minerals, petrol, oil, water, agriculture, everything. Everything is put in this in this planet so they can live. While they have gone to the other planets and they saw that there is no life. There is no life. Allah knows best. But He, Allah Ta'ala, put us on this planet and He gave us everything. Everything. We are going to learn, inshallah, in the next session, next week, things about the aqidah, how to strengthen your aqidah now. Now you know how you have the key to the knowledge, how to understand it. You understand it from the light of the Quran. And also, we are going to emphasize more about how to understand it, because we're going to bring something from the Sunnah. The light of when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mu'awiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, one of the companions from Al-Ansar, came to him, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a man like everyone else, and I get angry. I have a female slave who I sent with the sheep, where the grass is, and I warned her, not to, I warned her to keep an eye on the sheep, so the wolf not, does not take one of them, but the wolf took one of them, so I was very angry and I lashed her, I smashed her, on her face. So I now, he said, now I feel sorry for that and I want to reward her, to give her something for that thing that I did. And I think the proper thing to give is to release her out of, to give her freedom. Isa said to him, do not free her until you bring her to me. Mu'awiyah ibn Hakam went back home and brought this female slave. She's a female slave, she's illiterate, she doesn't know nothing. But when she came, the Prophet ﷺ asked her two questions only. One, he asked her, where's Allah? She said, and pointed her finger to the heavens, she said, in the heavens. in the heavens, meaning above the heavens. And then he asked her, who am I? She said, you are Rasulullah. You are Rasulullah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Muawiyah, free her, she is a believer. Not a Muslim only, he said, mu'mina. Mu'mina, believer. Very simple, Islam is very simple. But people try to make it complicated for some reasons. Maybe one, that they yani have position or earn money out of yani teaching people this knowledge or this religion. But the people who Allah Ta'ala selected to serve Him, to serve His religion, are always available. Although they are minority these days, but they are always available to teach you the truth, the like of the ulama, and many different places, but the like of Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, Albani, rahimahullah, Sheikh Muqbir, rahimahullah, Abdul al-Sheikh, Fawzan, Ghudayyan, rahimahullah, many others, many, Sheikh Abdul Nasser al-Abbad, Muhammad Adam al-Thiyubi, Wasiyullah, and the students of these mashayikh, na'am, rahimahullah al-jami'ah. So, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to see the relation between aqeedah and the unseen, and how you understand it, and how you strengthen your iman through this, and then the aqeedah and the worship, and how you understand it, and how you strengthen your iman with, and aqeedah and the manhaj, the aqeedah and the suluk. The suluk means the characters and manners, and dealing with others. All this, inshallah, going to be our topic for next week. Inshallah ta'ala.